Ta'ala, that we as believers and people of Iman are managing to go through the present situation and through the present difficulty, as we want to call it. But inshallah, it is our Iman and the gift of Iman and our link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has enabled us to be able to carry ourselves through this with patience, with tolerance, with perseverance, and with the expectation of thawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, one very important thing is that in this current situation, call it a difficulty, calamity, whatever it might be, one thing that repeatedly keeps on coming up is the word a bleak future, a bleak and a gloomy economic future. We're hearing words like depression and recession ahead. These are words that are obviously coming to us via the media. And these predictions and these projections that are coming via the media are obviously coming via some, you know, economic analysts and other people who might be so-called experts in the field of economy and finance and so forth. So we as believers, right at the outset, have to know that we are believers. We are people of Iman. We are the people that Allah Ta'ala refers to as Alladhina Amanu. Alladhina Amanu, those people who believe. That is who you and I are. And when Allah Ta'ala addresses us, it is said about 89 times in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe. So when we recited kalima la ilaha illallah, when we were born in Muslim homes, when we believe in Allah, when we believe in the Quran, when we believe in Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without any doubt, we implicitly and explicitly and in every way believe in whatever the Quran says us, in whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, then our outlook on the future and on the current, on the present, must be based on our Iman. So, if we look at the so-called predictions, as I've spoken about, they are based on a man-made financial system. Whatever it is, you want to call it capitalism, you want to call it communism, you want to call it socialism, whatever it is, whatever financial system that is there out there, it is a man-made financial system. And this man-made financial system has got standards and benchmarks, which are also man-made. They have got what they call figures and indexes, which are also man-made. So the whole structure is made by them. They have set benchmarks, they have set numbers and figures, and they have said that is an upward trend and that is a downward trend. And whatever it might be, it is man-made. And being man-made, it is definitely fully flawed, filled with weaknesses, filled with a whole lot of shortcomings, because it is man-made. And these man-made systems are also very often based, in fact, not very often, always, interest-based. Everything runs on interest. Now, we as people of Iman, Alladhina Amanu, remember, we are the Alladhina Amanus. We don't just fall and get excited and get, all saddened and anxious when these figures are given to us. They have based it in certain ways. We are hearing that 20 million people or 5 million people, Allah alone knows, in certain countries are having difficulty with employment, and all these things are there. We are not denying it. But what we are saying is that when it comes to our outlook on the matters of our rizq and of our rozi, and of all the things that Allah Ta'ala has placed out for there, our Iman is supposed to guide us at a totally different angle and from a totally different level, inshallah. These people's systems must not make us feel that really this is what it is going to be. Some people so seriously and sincerely believe, you know, that the interest-based system is the only way to go. I remember many, many years ago, one person, and it was many, many years ago, one person said to me, you know, you Maulanas, you Ulama, it's time that you review and revisit this entire institution of interest. Because if you are not going to allow it, and you are going to keep on harping about its prohibition, we as the Muslims are going to fall back. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. We seek Allah's protection and refuge from saying such a thing. He said the whole world runs on interest. Everything is on interest. And if we don't get involved in this system here, then we are going to fall back. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. So this shows the outlook and the sincerity, the conviction this person had, that that is the system that works, and that is the system that's working, and that is the system that we also have to adopt. But we don't, because we are alladhina amanu. We believe what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us. What he says? Yamhaqullahu riba. Riba wipes away everything. So that is what our belief is supposed to be. And then the disaster that comes with this particular interest-based system and all these different financial systems which I have made mention of, they have always been disastrous anywhere in the world. Even before the coronavirus came about, there has always been a big and a major segment of society in every country that are battling. They are poverty stricken, they are living hand to mouth, they are unemployed, they have got so many difficulties with this people system in place. So what we are saying is that we must not believe that whatever is being predicted and whatever is being said is what Allah Ta'ala has decided. It is not what Allah Ta'ala's divine law is about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system is totally different. These people, they have devised these systems of financial operation, whatever it might be. Through this, we find that, you know, they control and they monopolize and they manipulate things. And then at the end, they fail to address the needs of the people. So we find that the wealth continuously only circulates amongst a privileged few. The others don't get it. So all these things are man-made. Whereas the system of Islam, the Islamic monetary system, the Islamic financial system, the Islamic economic system is perfect. Why? That's what we believe. Because it is from Allah. And we are the alladhina amanu crowd. We believe in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. It is a perfectly divinely guided system. It is a system that is moderate. It is neither capitalistic nor neither is it socialistic, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this system and through the beautiful sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has outlined for us such practices which are fair trading practices, earning practices, fair distribution amongst everybody else. Yes, no one is equal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that also in the Quran, that Allah has given virtue to some over the others. Wallahu faddala ba'dakum ala ba'din fil rizq. So everyone doesn't have the same. We have got those who have got more who are favored, and there are the others who are less favored. We don't say disadvantaged, we say less favored. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this elaborate system in place where those who are favored are now under obligation to take care of the less favored, and in this way make sure that everyone gets. So one very important aspect of this entire Islamic system is that of sadaqah and charity. Now we're not talking about the various systems, we are going to talk about one aspect, and that is the basis of our talk, because alhamdulillah it is so pleasing to note that Muslims all over the world, and especially in South Africa, are really digging deep into their pockets, and that they are assisting in this time of need, unexpected time of need, and seeing to the needs of whoever is less favored. So what is happening, I speak to different people, different friends, alhamdulillah, we are finding different organizations, Islamic Relief and Jamiatul Ulama South Africa and Al Imdad and Gift of the Givers, and even here in our Middleburg, alhamdulillah, the Jamiat, and different parts of the world, different parts of the country. Some people are known, some people are unknown. Everyone is busy doing some or other form of charity. Yesterday I spoke to one friend of mine and from the Northwest, and he said, we just went and distributed a couple of thousand bags of mili mili in one of the areas. So this is going on, and it's an ongoing thing. And this is being done by who? By us as the believers, as those people who are the alladhina amanu, and those people who firmly believe that this is a way of actually pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you get different forms of charity. We know that when we are giving charity, you know, our zakat, which is faradh, then you get the wajib charity, and then you get all other kinds. But this particular discussion here is based on our nafil sadaqah. Alhamdulillah, we are going to take out our zakat. Many have already taken out. Ramadan is coming. Most of us take out at that time. And when we take out at that time also, we take it out on the basis of what? Of our iman. We take it out on the basis of our belief that Allah Ta'ala has commanded me to do. We do it with conviction and with faith. And this particular sadaqah is actually an attestation of our imani link. Remember that. You know, the word sadaqah comes from where? It comes from the Arabic word sad, dal, qaf, sidq. And sidq means truthfulness. And when we use it in this context, it means that we very honestly and truthfully believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, when we are giving sadaqah, we're not just giving, just because we have to give or because somebody is suffering out there. No, we have got something behind us. We have got the basis that my Allah has commanded me to give and my Allah has promised rewards upon this. And this giving with this, this sadaqah, with this belief in mind, actually it is an affirmation and attestation of our iman. That is why the hadith of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, As-sadaqatu burhanun, that your sadaqah is going to be a proof. One is it is a proof of your belief in Allah Ta'ala here on the face of this earth. And one is that your sadaqah is going to come and actually be on the day of Qiyamah a proof in front of Allah that this person here gave sadaqah because of your order and because of your command. So all our belief system when it comes to rizq and finances and all of that is based on our link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that being the case, we have no fear thereafter. Fear ash-shaytan wa ya'idukum al-faqra. Shaytan threatens you with poverty. All these things that are being said, gloomy, depression, recession, all of that. We are people of iman. So let shaytan not threaten us and make us scared. We are people of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us, inna Allah yajzil mutasaddiqeen. Verily Allah Ta'ala will give a return to the people who make sadaqah. So the whole thing is that we are now giving our sadaqah and we will give our sadaqah. It takes different forms. One is a person is giving, for example, nafil sadaqah is giving in different ways, alhamdulillah, which is good, which is the actual way we are giving. And then others are giving in other ways. Some people are still paying their workers, though the worker didn't come. So you make niyat for sadaqah. Some people have given respite to those who are owing them. You say, okay, you know what, I give you respite. And some people have gone the length, alhamdulillah, we have heard, they've made it maaf. They said, never mind, this month here, you don't have to pay, or this particular debt, I'm writing it off for you. Now, this is what is actually needed from the people of iman, and this is what is based on the Islamic system. There are people who have written off rental. We saw some clips and we've heard, they said, never mind, don't worry about that. We will not charge you rental for this month. So all this falls in the category of sadaqah. And why are we doing this? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that the one who gives sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be there for him. So this whole thing is about believing. And that is the talk which is about giving sadaqah with the belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his system is the one that works. And through his system, we will not see any kind of difficulty. And through the barakah of what we give, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not only take away this difficulty, but Allah ta'ala will even let things be better thereafter. So we look at it as in a positive, inshallah, economy is going to go up in whichever way we want to call it. And things are not going to be depressed, but things are going to be higher and things are going to be much more better, inshallah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, you know the word Siddiq? Siddiq was given a title because of his honest and faithful belief in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And obviously, when we look at the honesty of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala in everything that he done, it is just something that we are supposed to take a lesson. And we are supposed to become siddiqeen in our ways when it comes to believing in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu gave so much of charity that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that no one's wealth has benefited Islam as much as the wealth of As-Siddiq, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that I have given everybody their due, whatever they have given me, I've paid back. except for Abu Bakr Siddiq. Allah will pay him back. Subhanallah. We know that one famous occasion, on the occasion of Tabuk, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, who came with everything, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, what did you leave behind for your family? I left Allah and his Rasul. So what sincerity, what honesty of faith he had, what conviction he had, that he made his sadaqah. That's why it's called Siddiq. And each one of us can reach that position of Siddiqiyat in a lesser way, obviously. But it is a very high position in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we are giving our sadaqah, let us believe that this is the command of my Allah. My Allah has promised in the Quran, وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ, the males and the females who give sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them Jannah, عَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً, Allah has prepared for them forgiveness and a great reward. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, Allah says for them is their reward by their Rabb. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, they will have no fear, they will have no grief on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regard to those who spend in the path of Allah, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمُ بَتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ, those people who spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the pleasure of Allah, وَتَثْبِيتَمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ, this word, تَثْبِيتَمْ, with a total surety within themselves. This is the whole talk here. Believe and be sure and be convinced that this is for Allah, this is a command of Allah, and I'm doing it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَثْبِيتَمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. So these are the things we are supposed to be doing when it comes to sadaqah, and give it openly with a great open heart and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we believe. What does a believer, what does a الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا person believe? وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً, Allah promises you from his side, what? Forgiveness. وَفَضُلَ, and bounty. You know what is bounty? Bounty means unlimited blessings from Allah Ta'ala in a manner that a person did not even imagine he's going to get from Allah Ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most sufficient and most vast in his treasures. We don't fall victim to the fear of shaitan, that things are going to be gloom and doom and depression. It will be according to those numbers. That's how it will look, because that's how they have designed it and devised it. We don't look at those numbers. We look at Wallahu yarzuqu man yasha'u bighayri hisab. Allah Ta'ala gives rosy to whomsoever he wants without any limit. So Allah Ta'ala's numbers are unlimited. And the indexes and the FTSE and the Nikkei and the whatever else, Dow Jones, all of those are figures made by men. And that is what they base their predictions upon. We don't. So a sadaqah, when we believe, what Allah Ta'ala says, you are not going to run short. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that through sadaqah, your wealth increases. وَيُرْبِسْ صَدَقَاتِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases for sadaqah. In other words, if money is given or wealth is given as sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases it. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّن مَالٍ, that sadaqah does not decrease the wealth of a person. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Nabi Allah, araita sadaqa ma hiya, O Rasulullah, what is the sadaqa? What is the reality of it? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qala adhafun mudha'afa wa inda Allahil mazid. That sadaqa, you know what is the reality? It is multiplied upon, multiplied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got even much more. Wa inda Allahil mazid. And other hadith tell us, you know, man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha, Allah Ta'ala increases it by 10. Another one, he says, ila sab'i mi'ati dhi'fin adhafan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases it and multiplies it 700 times. And all these numbers are just for us as human beings to understand, whereas by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it is much, much more. Sayyidina Abu Abdul Rahman al-Awza'i, Abu Umar Abdul Rahman al-Awza'i, there's an incident mentioned about him, that one day on the night before Eid, he was at home and there was a knock on the door. When he opens the door, his neighbor is there, looking very sad and grim. He asks his neighbor, what's happening? Neighbor said, tomorrow is Eid and we have got absolutely nothing in our house. Nothing in our house. I've got children, I've got a wife. Can you please help me? Abu Abdurrahman goes to his wife and he says, we have kept aside the 25, you know, dirhams, you know, silver coins, and our neighbor got nothing. And he has asked to give him something, so he can also have his Eid in a dignified manner. He's got children. Let's give it to him. And what the wife says, he didn't say, hey, you mad, what about us? No. She said, acha, give it, no problem. Go ahead and give it. He gave it, and that neighbor went away happy. Little while later, another person comes and he started banging on the door. He opened the door, a young man came in and started crying and he fell at his feet. He says, "Who are you?" He says, "You don't know me, but I am actually the slave of your father. Your father passed you, I was his slave, and I owed him a lot of money. I ran away, so I brought the money back. Here you are, 25 gold coins. It's yours, it's actually supposed to be yours." And he walked out of the house. Abu Abdurrahman al-Awza'i went to his wife. He says, "Just see, we gave 25 silver coins as sadaqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased our, this thing, return by 25 gold coins." So this is just for us to understand. There are a lot of other incidents which we can give, very beautiful incidents recorded in the books of our pious predecessors. Nevertheless, Abu Abdurrahman al-Awza'i's incident is there for us. So, وَيُرْبِسْ صَدَقَاتِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases for the person who gives sadaqah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, you know, when a person gives sadaqah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it from him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it in his hand. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ Allah says, don't they know that Allah ta'ala accepts tawbah? وَيَأْخُذُ الصَّدَقَاتِ And Allah takes sadaqah. Yeah, Allah didn't say accept sadaqah, he accepts it, but Allah says he takes it. How he takes it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the sadaqah in his hand. Allah accepts it from him, وَأَخَذَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَرَبَّهَا Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases it, كَمَا يُرَبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ مُهْرَهُ أَوْ فَصِيلَهُ That how each one of you brings up and makes big his baby horse, his foal, or how he makes his baby camel big. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah ta'ala increases? Allah says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يَنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَتَثْبِيتًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ جَنَّةٍ بِرَبْوَى Like a huge orchard that is on the mountain top. فَأَصَابَهَا وَابِلٌ And on it falls a great torrential rain. فَآتَتْ أُكُلَهَا ضِعْفَيْنِ And that particular garden, it gives double fold of its crop. Not once, twice. Why? Because a person gave it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنْ لَمْ يُصِبْهَا وَابِلٌ Allah says, even if a torrential rain does not fall, little bit of rain falls, فَطَلْ It's also good rain, it's also going to give a crop. So, which means if our sincerity is not there and we're not given a proper niyyah, also Allah will still give us. So let us make our niyyah correct, let us strengthen our niyyah, and let us give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firmly believing. One hadith Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَمَا مَدَّ عَبْدٌ يَدَهُ بِصَدَقَةٍ إِلَّا أُلْقِيَتْ فِي يَدِ اللَّهِ قَبْلَ أَن تَقَعَ فِي يَدِ السَّائِلِ That whoever servant stretches and gives his hand, stretches his hand out and gives sadaqah, before the sadaqah reaches the hand of the beggar or the person, or the needy person that you are giving to, it already falls into the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it in his hand. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيْتَصَدَّقُ بِاللُّقْمَةِ فَتَرَبُّوا فِي يَدِ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ حَتَّى تَكُنَ مِثْلَ الْجَبَلِ That it then increases. Allah takes it in his hand. One luqmah means mawsil, a small amount of sadaqah. It increases in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like the mountain, وَفِي رِوَيَةٍ مِثْرَ أُحَدْ Like Mount Uhud. So that is all based on our intention as believers, أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا We are أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا people. And our sadaqah is there by Allah. Allah is going to increase it. Nothing is going to be bleak. Nothing is going to be down. Alhamdulillah, people are giving all the time. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once gave an instruction to the people. He said, increase your good deeds by doing this, that, that. And he said, وَبِكَثْرَةِ الصَّدَقَةِ فِي السِّرِّ وَالْعَلَانِيَةِ And by increased sadaqah, openly and secretly, what will happen? تُرْزَقُوا You will be sustained. تُنْصَرُوا You will be helped. تُجْبَرُوا And you will be protected and your du'as are going to be accepted. So there are so many things. Here Allah Ta'ala is promising us on the tongue of His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that as long as you carry on giving sadaqah, remember, truthfully, honestly, believing that Allah Ta'ala is accepting, Allah is taking, Allah is pleased, command of Allah, and that is why I am giving it. It will be like a torrential rain that is falling on one seed, and in a little while the returns, فَآتَتُكُلَهَا ضِعْفَيْنِ We will be given many, many, many returns. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most powerful, وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures are ever open, they are vast. We know the hadith, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it cools, sadaqah, cools the anger of Allah. Allah Ta'ala stops being angry. Allah Ta'ala stops being displeased because of sadaqah. He says, repels. Sadaqah repulses what? Calamities and evil death. Through sadaqah, alhamdulillah, we will be people who live on iman, will die with dignity on iman, and will be raised up with iman. And one hadith Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that each person is going to be fi tahta zilli sadaqati, is going to be under the shade of his sadaqah while the reckoning is taking place. Now, Qiyamah Day is going to be a long story, and the sun is going to be hot, and it's going to be down, and a person is going to be standing there. You know, sometimes we are standing there in a certain place in a queue, or we're standing and watching a show, or wherever it is, then we go look for shade. Some people are lucky, they have the umbrella with them. So our umbrella for that particular day is going to be our sadaqah. The more sadaqah we gave, the more shade we have provided for ourselves. And we continuously give, even if a person gives to the animal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. You know the very famous incident of a lady with loose morals. She gave water to a dog to drink. Allah ta'ala is most merciful. As a result of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave her because of a sadaqah, act of sadaqah, to give water to a dog. So the sahaba asked, even in the case of animals, Allah ta'ala rewards. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes, fi kulli dhi kabidin radba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give in every matter of every living creature. So whether we give to anyone, Muslims, non-Muslims, and must remember, don't think if you're giving to non-Muslims, there's no reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has very clearly mentioned in the Quran, the ayat of the Quran, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَىٰ. That, this actually was when the Muslimin at one stage were giving sadaqah only to the Muslims. And they felt, these non-Muslims, they are torturing us and harassing us and taunting us and troubling us and persecuting. Why must we give them? The more we're going to give them, then they are going to be benefiting, and some of them are going to come to Islam because we're giving sadaqah. So why must we give them? It mustn't look like, you know, we're buying them. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse that no, you must carry on giving. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Hidayah to whoever Allah wants to give, He will give, not about your money. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whatever you are spending, يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ, you will be given the full reward of that. You'll be given the full return of that in this world as well as in the akhirah. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ, and you will not be oppressed in any way. So alhamdulillah, we want to actually commend, and we want to say to all those people who have been given so much of sadaqah openly and secretly, in large numbers and in small numbers, in whichever way they could give, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your charity, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase, and may Allah ta'ala increase our iman and our belief in this particular ibadat that we are carrying out, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it the means of us being in the pleasure of Allah, being forgiven by Him, and by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting us eternal forgiveness in the akhirah. Wallahu ya'idukum maghfiratan min. Allah ta'ala promises forgiveness for such people. Wa ma'alina illa al-balagh. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.